let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL on a Texans victory Monday after the Texans get a victory 29-27 over the Colts. What's happening around the rest of the National Football League? And look, it was a very eventful Sunday before we even got to kickoff.
Oh, my goodness.
So many things happened.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll start with the thing that I saw earliest in the day. Which is, I don't know if I woke up to this, but when I actually really started getting into Twitter, I was like, wait, Tyreek Hill is, what is happening? As Tyreek Hill, on his way into the game in Miami, they were facing off again. Who were they playing again? The Jags.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, because they ultimately got a field goal that put them over the top, helped the Texans secure the outright lead in the AFC South, because the Jags got a loss there. Shout out to them. But yeah, Tyreek Hill was detained. I don't know if detained was the word that I will use, because it was the word that I saw utilized. I don't know that he was actually arrested or what have you. At some point, Calais Campbell, his teammate, came over.
He was detained for a while,
too. He was detained as well, because he came over to try and, like, I don't know if he tried to kind of mitigate the situation or help assuage what was happening there. And he ended up caught up by some of the police officers there. But yeah, supposedly some level of, like, traffic stop ended up with Tyreek Hill detained on the side of the road. Multiple videos from folks in Miami ended up on social media swirling. Ultimately, Tyreek Hill was, like, allowed to go and play. I know that Drew Rosenhaus went. I believe Drew Rosenhaus's agent went and got made sure that everything was clean and on the up and up there. But yeah, ultimately, he goes, he plays, he balls out in that game.
You could see that coming, though.
Yeah,
you could absolutely see that coming.
It had a Scottie Scheffler feel to it.
Oh, yes. Very much so. That's a good call. I texted the family text, because, you know, everybody's always into football. And I'm like, Tyreek about to go out for 300. He's gonna, and he almost did.
How about that celebration?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he ended up getting a touchdown and, you know, kind of got taken away.
Got detained.
Yeah, he got detained. 7 receptions, 130 yards, and a touchdown for the speedster Tyreek Hill. Here's Tyreek Hill after the game. He was asked about the situation, and I thought he had a little bit of perspective when he talked about it.
Now, you know, so I've been trying to figure that out, too. I've been trying to figure that out, too, man. Right now, I'm still trying to put it all together, so I'm not going to give you a version that I still don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to say, I do want to be able to use this platform to say, like, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill, bro? Like, worst case scenario, you know, because it's crazy. Like, I want to be a cop one day. I got a state trooper hat, all that, you know, so I got a lot of respect for cops, man. But obviously, you know, everybody has bad apples in every situation, you know, so I want to be able to, you know, use this platform, you know, to figure out a way to, like, flip this and, you know, make it a positive on both ends, on my end and then also Miami-Dade, you know, so that way we can team together and, you know, do something positive for the community.
You mentioned it, perspective. I thought restraint was another word
that definitely
could be used there, because, look, let's just be very clear. We don't know the officer's perspective.
We don't. For the stop. We do know that at least one of the officers that was there was put on administrative duties.
Yes, and we also know why, because we saw the videos.
Yeah.
But so to be fair, he said he has his perspective. We don't know. We'll find out. We don't know why and what you know, sort of initiated the stop and all that. So let's just leave that there in terms of we'll find that out. But had I been stopped and my perspective was, wait a minute, you know, sort of the Scottie Scheffler thing, like Figgy said, I don't know if I would show that kind of restraint, and also sort of seeing things from the other side.
Yeah.
You know, the way he put that there. So, you know, as polarizing as Tyreek Hill can be and has been in his career, you got to give him credit for that. Yeah. I feel like you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he ended up playing well. I guess time will tell, and I imagine there will be a decent amount of reporting done. And it seems like the Miami-Dade, when it comes to the police department, they'll have some level of accountability as they're trying to, you know, hold themselves and figure out what exactly happened with that, I guess, that detainment there. Some other things that happened during the course of that. Ja'Marr Chase said that he will play, or that he would play yesterday without a deal, and he did. Nothing super inspiring in the course of playing that game. I think he had 6 targets. And when asked about it, I don't know that he... Lopez, do you think he sounded enthused?
Let's hear it.
Did you think the game plan was any different today because of your limited practice time?
You gotta ask Zach.
It seems like y'all talked about it for months. Only to come out the same way again, the same way y'all did it. He's like, why do you think y'all have to put your finger on that issue?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Ask Zach, bro.
Now, he did speak to the media for at least like 3 or some minutes that I saw.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gave some clear answers. But when it came down to like those specific ones, talk to the coach. That's above me.
That organization, you've heard me say it before, they just kind of mess things up. They just don't perform at a high level compared to other organizations in the NFL. And then there's the relationship aspect of it, which clearly there's a little bit of a splinter there as well.
I mean, he did... He got 6 targets. Andre Eosivas got 6 targets as well. I don't know if that is a cause for concern.
Yeah.
But yeah, 62 yards receiving for Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah, that's going to still be fascinating for me. I'm sorry, all the way around.
Oh, for sure.
During the course of getting ready for this game, we also found out that a quarterback got his money. Kind of making me sad personally, but Dak Prescott signed a 4-year, $240 million extension with the Cowboys. The guaranteed money number is fun, as we know. Deshaun Watson got $230 million guaranteed, all the way guaranteed. Dak Prescott, $231 million.
Oh, you had that one extra, huh?
Yeah. I need you to know.
Had that one extra.
I got the most money.
Yeah, when we're talking about history, it's over here. That's what he said.
Bragging rights.
Why the hell do they take so long to do this, the Cowboys?
It was like up to the last second here. It's just the...
It came down at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Why are they like this?
I don't understand. I mean, why this was down to the wire like that. The CeeDee Lamb thing, of course, was very similar. Yeah, I just don't understand. But
and they just gave him $60 million a year. Like, yeah. Obviously, I bring this up not just because this was the a historic number, but also that starts setting eyes again. What's happening in Texans? What's happening in Casario? These are numbers that you have to keep in mind because here in a year or a couple years, you're going to have to start really looking at what the number is for C.J. Stroud because it feels like he's absolutely going to be in these
areas. 60. He's going to be 60. The other thing that struck me is 4 years, $240 million, $231 guaranteed. Dak is your quarterback.
Yeah.
Dak is your quarterback. For better or worse, playoffs. I mean, none of this is even going to matter until or if they make the playoffs. Because that's what the story has been with him. And if they somehow don't make the playoffs.
But see, the thing, I don't even think the thing is the playoffs. They got to get further in the playoffs.
Sure.
If they get making the playoffs, they just get bounced out early.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least one portion of that team is going to be held accountable for that. Mike McCarthy doesn't have a deal past this season. I imagine that's a path of least resistance if they don't.
Oh, it has to be. No, he's on the clock now.
But yeah, you're right. The quarterback, he's there. We got our first look at regular season usage of the Guardian Cap. In fact, in the game, the Texans-Colts game, I don't know, did you notice?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you did. Figgy, did you happen to notice the
Guardian Cap? I did notice.
All right, yeah. So One of the players in this game, tight end for the Colts, and I'm already forgetting his name as I'm about to go to it. It is Kylan Granson was wearing a guardian cap. I also believe one of their safeties, Rodney Thomas, was wearing it as well. NFL on CBS has our guy J.J. Watt on it, and they asked him about just the idea of wearing the guardian caps in game.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to wear it, feel free to wear it. I mean, if it makes you feel safer and that's what you want to do, absolutely. Would I wear it? Personally, no. But everybody gets to choose what they want to do.
I don't have a problem with it. I didn't think it looked that bad either.
That was my thing.
People
didn't
even notice.
Yeah, that was my big thing.
Yeah.
Did you notice? Because I honestly didn't until later in, or pretty much after the game, honestly, where I was like, oh, that's right. Yeah, that was happening.
Remember Jonathan Taylor wore it in the preseason.
Yeah, there was players that wore in the preseason. Yeah, I think some of them decided not to do it. I think ultimately we had 2 players in the Texans-Colts game, both Colts, out of, I believe, what was a total of 4 players around the league that ultimately wore the guardian cap in a regular season game. Titans also had a guy wear them, Josh Weil, a tight end. But then also the most notable was in the Patriots game, Jabril Peppers, the safety, wore the guardian cap.
I don't think it's a big deal, man.
I don't think it is either. I really do wonder if there will be a knocking down of the stigma As it seemed like it kind of flew under the radar for a lot of folks. I do wonder if that was part of it, or if that, you know, I know that Dalton Schultz has talked about maybe it being, I don't know, making the helmets a little heavier, or if it feels a little cumbersome, how that is.
Yeah.
But if stigma's a part of it, I feel like we might be knocking some of that down.
Yeah, no, I really don't think it's a big deal. I get, you know, that whole macho thing or whatever, but I if they want to wear it, as JJ said, do it. It's hardly even noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 281 says CJ's getting 10 years, 700 mil easy. I mean,
I wonder how much guaranteed he going to get. Or is he going to be in that quarterback class like a Mahomes where you kind of do the team a bit of a favor?
I think his first contract, the favors are going to be minimal. maybe they'll restructure it after a couple of years or whatever, and he can sort of do a team-friendly deal, but not the first one. I mean, you know, especially if they can go on and get to an AFC Championship or a Super Bowl. He's going to get paid, and he's going to deserve it.
Well, whatever the money is, I hope that he's healthy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Friday night, we got a little bit of injuries when it comes to like high-level quarterbacking, or depending on how you view him, high-level.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love, the quarterback for the Packers, he's going to miss a little bit of time. He suffered an MCL sprain down in Brazil. He's going to miss 3 to 4 weeks. Now, this was, oddly enough, a positive result because they weren't sure exactly the extent of the knee issue that he had after that game. But it turns out that it's an MCL sprain as opposed to something more, you know, dangerous, a tear or something like that. So 3 to 4 weeks, the Packers are either going to go with, is it Sean Clifford or Malik Willis?
Yeah.
Sean Clifford has thrown one pass for the Green Bay Packers. Malik Willis
has thrown one good pass.
There you go. So, that is what they are working with for a team that, as we've talked about, it seems like they are the Bizarro Texans. They're the NFC Texans. That's going to really put a damper in what they're doing there for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
And I am skeptical on the 3 or 4 weeks. As we've talked about on this show, when they say MCL sprain, there is no such thing as an MCL sprain. That does not exist. It's a slight tear.
Micro tear or something like that.
Yeah, it's a slight tear. So kind of keep an eye on that. I feel bad for him because I fully expected, like you said, you know, for him to be the NFC CJ Stroud. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 3 or 4 weeks, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
It kind of sucked, too, because of the play, how it happened. It's like, man, like that could have been prevented, man.
And at the very end,
it was the very end, yeah. Man, where the game
on a bad field, by the way.
Yeah, and I think I know they could have had a chance, but it was a slight chance they could have won that game, man.
Yep.
Yeah, the field thing is going to be something that we're not going to hear the end of.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we'll bring it back around when we talk about the winners and losers of the weekend. But yeah, it's funny because that field that they used, right, which is it's natural grass, but it's also, it has turf fibers within it. I'm sure if you were watching the broadcast, you heard the same thing I did. There are two teams in the NFL that have a field that utilizes that same technology. Lincoln Financial Field, where the Eagles play. Lambeau Field, where the Packers play. So both of these teams, you imagine, should be some level of accustomed to that field. And yet and still, it felt like they were slipping and sliding.
Yeah.
I do wonder if it was just like, hey, a soccer field is going to be treated differently than an NFL field, and maybe somehow that makes them play differently. I don't know.
I don't know if it comes down to the depth of the padding. I've heard all kinds of stuff. So either way, no matter what it was, that was awful. That was awful.
How y'all feel about the organic turf in Indy?
Yeah.
You're going to hear about that in Passing Thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
You're going to hear about that in Passing Thoughts.
We're setting things up. Which, actually, you know what? Passing Thoughts is coming up next. So on a Texans victory reaction Monday, that's a lot of words that I just said, after a 29-27 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up, we're going to get the OG's Passing Thoughts, and we'll do that next.